Little paragraph? There's four paragraphs here.
There's four paragraphs, so I'll do the first one, you'll do the second one, I'll do the third one, and you'll do the fourth one. Now, on the fourth one, Deepu, have you noticed that it's moonshot.audio?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get ready for us to read the fucking ad. Moonshot is a new podcast from Lawson Media that explores seemingly impossible technology ideas and the people trying to make them happen. These are real ideas that might just change the world as we know it.
The show covers topics like self-driving cars, Mars space travel, artificial intelligence, and even the people trying to integrate in technology with your body and your mind.
You can find the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
More information on the show can be found on our website, or on their website, actually, moonshot.audio.
You did so good with that. I am so proud of you. And you've now proven that you don't read English in some sort of parrot way when you're copying people. I now know because I gave you that copy and you read it. That advertiser's going to be, I'm going to say, this is not only about really complicated ideas that Deepu can't understand, it's about literacy. Fucking fun. And I hope you're drinking because that's not why things have taken so long, but I'm going to start now.
Well, conveniently, my purse is next to me, and there's, like, nips in it, so I'll just open one.
Oh, man. I'm a fan of the word nips.
I'm not even sure what that is. Is that a flask? Is she taking a little sip from the flask?
Let me explain what they are, and let me explain the usage of the word. Mm-hmm. They are those little bottles that they sell in airplanes and
travel size.
What did you call them?
Travel size.
Travel size, right. So that's okay. But what's great about the usage of the word nips is that this is a person who drinks them so often they learn the words. The benchmark of it is not only do you drink them when you're at the store, but most likely, I'm guessing, Samantha, you've asked someone to get you them. When they go to the that's what I'm saying. Like no one that doesn't use that word would ever conceive being like, hey, can you go to the liquor store and get me one of those tiny bottles of alcohol they sell?
Why is it not common?
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
I didn't mean to sound defensive. I feel like everyone I know drinks nips.
You are offensive. I'm offended.
I said defensive.
I think what it is it's a thing. If it's in your group, if it's not in your group, if it's in your circle, it's just some people do it and they know what they are and they buy them. And then there's other people that just never think to buy. Like Deepu, I'm guessing, has never thought to buy them.
Never in 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Are you serious? This is literally blowing my mind.
Right? And this is something I legitimately observed, like that there's people that love them and use that word, and then there's people that don't know the word and would never think, like, oh, why would I buy a tiny bottle of alcohol?
No, but you're right. I should start.
Weirdest anti-peer pressure conversation I've ever had.
It's like the value menu. I love the value menu.
Yeah, they fit right in the bra. So convenient.
See if they fit in your bra.
Try. I have a lot of air pockets in mine because I'm not very shapely.
Neither am I. I'm not very busty. But you know what? I'm not ashamed of it anymore, and I just want something that fits and makes me feel comfortable.
I'm proud of you.
I never want to act. Big acting goal of mine is to land like a women's commercial. Just because I feel like I could so genuinely say the emotions, like the lines, like. But it's just like me talking about my flow, but I'm just like dude with a beard. Like, I just want to do it so bad because I would go all in. All right, Deepu.
You could get delicate, I think.
I think with my conversation about bra size, I think I really nailed it.
I was confirming it for you.
Thank you. For me, what matters is that other people confirm I could play a woman. To stop feeling self-conscious about it, damn it. All right.
Someone going to ask me how big my tits are, or am I going to have to just bring it up?
No, okay. Ew.
Yeah, if you could just share.
Sammy, are you still recording, Sammy?
I'm a 37C.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'm good. All is well.
Okay, all's well that starts well. Deepu, it's my turn. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep it the way it's normally going. We're not going to do this back and forth thing, okay? We can't keep switching the order every week. I'm going to go first this week, so it's back to you, me.
Whatever. Let's go.
yeah, whatever. Whatever. Like, okay. Hold on, stop. I want to explain something to the listener, to Samantha. Since the goddamn beginning of the show, Michael has said every single saga, which is 8 episodes, the host will be Deepu who's
they don't,
Deepu
you know
host,
what? They don't
Michael.
Care about
hold,
what
shut
saga
up,
it is.
Shut up, shut up,
they
shut
have
up.
One question.
Shut up, shut
Where's
up.
Where's Deepu?
Shut up, because this is what you do, is you interrupt before people can even fucking understand. So Deepu has to remember is, did I go last week? And whose turn is it? And for like 60 episodes now, Deepu has not fucking gotten the convention of, if I went last week, Mike goes this week. It's fucking ridiculous.
Does the wind remember where it was?
Right, you are so...
I'm the wind, baby.
I expect
that
you...
confirmed your argument.
It did confirm your. It did confirm my argument. I'm glad you see it, Samantha. I expect you to know as much as the wind. Yes, Deepu. You will be held to the same intellectual level as a wind. You better know how to work a turbine.
If I make as much impact on this planet as wind does, I will have fulfilled. I would have lived a great life.
Ask, boom. That was a good response. Ask Samantha. Yes, you were both presumptuous and putting yourself down by comparing yourself to wind.
Yeah.
Both sounded like an idiot and a jackass.
If you compare yourself to anything, there's a positive side and a negative side. Give an example of only a positive idol, someone to emulate. Everyone's flawed. You want to be like Nixon? Oh, ho. I don't know. I don't think so.
Hold on. Watch this, Samantha. Name 3 things Nixon did.
All right. First of all, that outfit. Ooh.
What outfit?
The black suit. Always with that suit.
Okay, great. That's not one. Number two.
Okay. Watergate.
What was Watergate?
Oh, man.
You don't know.
He's not a crook. No, he is a crook. He said he wasn't.
That's what you think it was. Was him saying he wasn't a crook? That was the big controversy.
It's so funny how I don't know anything.
Why do you choose Deepu?
Something with Vietnam.
What's great is that Samantha's hearing this for the first time, like this sort of process, and you set yourself up for, well, choose an idol. Like, you can't think of an example, and you set yourself up to not know anything
about
Nixon.
I can't think of one.
Right, but you didn't have to say
Gandhi or like the Dalai Lama. There are so many other choices except Nixon.
Right,
Dalai
there Lama's were every perfect. Other choice. You could have chosen anyone you know anything about, Deepu.
All right, fine. I'm not as learned as
It's not
some
about
people.
Being as learned. You could have chosen the example.
I'm not an example guy. We've been over this. That's
I know,
my thing.
But you set yourself. I didn't do anything to make you
heart.
Look stupid. It's like $30,000 or $60,000 pyramid. Yeah. Like, you chose the category, and you're like, I don't know anything about that.
I'm so bad at it, dude.
Let's start the fucking show. I don't know. What are we up? I think we're up to the Root saga. This is the Root episode. So Deepu, bring in the show.
This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast. Tree Saga, Root Episode Mike Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Hello, one and all. I'm excited to get to the smaller parts of a tree. welcome to Let's Start a... Welcome. I hate that I say it. This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, an anti-groupthink podcast. We are very excited for today. We have a guest joining us. Say your name in 2 seconds.
Sammy Anderson.
Wow, that was very quick. Okay, here's what I want. We're starting a new segment on the show today. This is an anti-groupthink podcast, and we're going to start this new segment, which is called We Didn't Take a Survey. And maybe I'll make a theme song for it. Maybe I won't. Probably won't have no musical talent. Can't afford to pay Freddie for a new theme. here's what it is. We're going to talk about something that I think lots of people think, but I don't necessarily think is important.
Okay.
And then in a few weeks' time, we're going to take a survey of people to see if we can convince them that it isn't that important. This week's topic of not taking a survey, Sammy, you're going to get the first crack at this. Why is insulting a mother any worse than insulting the person? Sammy, go ahead.
Okay, so my, is like the
sorry.
Okay, go.
My theorem is that it fucking isn't. Like, I don't know your mother. I'm just choosing mother because whatever. But like, if you're in front of me and I'm insulting you, surely that is worse than some fictional person I don't know.
Yeah, but it's about ruffling the feathers, and people get defensive about their moms because they love them. They made them peanut butter and jelly, so if you talk shit, then they're going to get mad at you.
Right, but not disrespecting my mother or mothers everywhere, but, like, it's not me. You know what I mean? Like, like, here's the thing. Let's try an experiment here, Sammy. Okay.
Okay.
Fuck you. Okay?
No,
just tell me your levels of how you feel insulted by that.
Like how a normal human would, or like me personally? Because I'm not insulted at all.
Okay, great. Fuck your mother.
I'm still not insulted.
Well, there you go. Inconclusive data. There you have it. Experiment done. But
okay, wait. So here's my thought process behind this and why it would be annoying. So, you know, am I allowed to? I don't want to say this word, but it's going to prove my point.
Wait, what word before Michael has to bleep it? What word if you don't want to say it, maybe we don't need to say it.
That's a good point. Okay, well, it's like the worst word for a girl to say. I don't care about it. I love it. It's like my favorite word. But
I have no idea what that word could be.
Deepu, this is great. Deepu.
Yeah.
Guess without saying what you think the worst one is. Hold on, Deepu, take your headphones off.
Okay, fine. Sure.
Really do it. Okay. Samantha, whisper the word. Whisper the word. Don't actually.
Can I come back?
No.
Okay.
Give me count to 20, Deepu.
Okay.
Just say the initial, the first initial.
C.
Great, Deepu, come back on. Did you hear all of that? Did you cheat? If you cheated, I'm gonna drive to your house and punch
you. Don't name me.
Is he back? Or he's waiting for us.
What?
Come back.
Oh, he's not back yet.
Back. Hold on. He's gonna come. He's gonna come back now. Deepu. Come in, Jamaica Station.
Were you guys talking
about
how dumb I am?
No, we're not. What is the worst word to call a girl? What letter do you think it starts with?
Oh, to call a girl? I thought it was what a girl could say. What's the worst thing a girl
could
say?
What a girl wants, what a girl needs.
Okay, now I'm really confused.
Mel Gibson.
Whatever what a girl wants, yes. I remember the movie. I never saw it.
Whatever makes her happy, okay?
That's not the best way to go.
Shut up. What is the worst word to call a girl?
It begins
a woman.
It begins with a C.
Oh, he got it.
He got it.
Okay, yeah. So great. I'm glad we did that game. You're going. You're going home with offensive material. The home game, Deepu.
Yay.
Okay, so what was your example? Do you even fucking remember?
Yeah, I do, because you made it into a thing, so I had to remember. I made it a point to remember. Okay, so. I don't, that word doesn't bother me. And like, if I get into a fight with a girl or in the past had, they say that in the fight to like make me mad and it doesn't work. But if I say it to them, they get heated because they get super offended. And I don't care about it, but I'm only saying it because it's going to make her more mad. So if someone knows that you can say fuck you to this guy 10 times, mm-hmm. but, and he's not going to care, but you say fuck your mother and he's going to be like, that's my mommy, then you would say fuck your mother.
I understand the angle. But I don't understand, like, why the... I understand that what you're saying is, like, it's not logical at all. There's no logic to it, so it's, like, whatever annoys them, that's why you're saying it. But if you're being at all logical, which I think is probably the best point above all this, but if you're being at all logical, my mom's not at this bar or wherever having this argument, and even if she was there, like... She's a big girl. If you said something to her, like, she can be – I don't know why somebody saying something to me would be less insulting. Like, I'm there.
No, I agree. I mean, I guess I see your point.
How self-hating are you on yourself that you're like, well, he can say fuck you about me all day long. I obviously don't matter. What's important is this woman he's never met and doesn't know – that if he says something mean about her, I'm going to lose it.
Okay. You got deep real quick.
Can I get my 2 cents?
You can get your 2 cents. It'll come as a refund on your next bill. Sammy, what were you saying?
I don't even know.
Okay,
Deepu,
now you can say shit.
Okay, so it's interesting that, you know, for the word that is the most offensive to say to a woman is something that is said to me fairly often.
Well, I don't say I disagree with
it. I just didn't want to say it on here. It's,
yeah, don't
it's
say
like,
it. I'm okay.
I'm not gonna say
it. Yeah.
Well, let's all say it at once, and then we'll bleep it.
My second point is that...
Hold on, we're going to do this because this is offensive, and it's not going to make it on the air.
Mom, well, listen.
On three. No. One, two, three. Nothing's more satisfying to me than knowing that no one's ever going to hear that. Deepu, what were you going to say? All right, Samantha, are you still recording?
I am.
Okay.
My second thought is when someone says "fuck your mother" or something to that effect, you know, something someone's going to bang your mom, blah blah blah. I'm always like, yeah, please bang my mom. It, you know, if I learn anything about the women body urges from film and popular culture, she's probably into it. So go for it. Right?
Deepu, were you afraid to admit that you've met sexual women? That was a weird dodge there.
I come from a very sheltered life.
So you had to say like I know it from movies.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I've heard of women wanting sex. That's weird, Deepu. That's weird. That's weird.
I don't want to presume.
That's more insulting than not saying that word before.
I know some women that they don't want to admit.
Why is this the one time on the show you never ever guard facts to make sure you're right? This is the one time where like deeply, all you're saying is some women want to have sex and you're trying to source and cite that.
I don't want
to
offend anybody. I don't
you
want
could
offend
not you're offending people by being like
what's offensive about saying that your mom would want to bang someone?
Yeah, that's weird, Deepu.
No, it's weird because they're trying to insult me by saying fuck your mother, but I could not want anything else for my mom.
Let's get her on the line.
Yeah, let's do it.
Would
She's
you do
a lovely
it?
Lady.
You wouldn't do it.
No, I probably wouldn't.
I would.
She wouldn't get it either. You know, she has the best intentions. She's hilarious, but she would not get the joke.
Wouldn't
she
be
would
a
not
joke. It's
along.
A serious question. I would get on the line is from one adult to another.
Yeah.
And ask your mom how much she likes banging.
She'd actually bring it pretty upset, probably.
Yeah, I figured as much.
So, and what's this? Your mom's like a big girl. She can defend herself. What's that about? What?
I mean, if my mom is in the room, why should I be defending her? I don't like.
That's
her
what
son.
That's her sons are for.
No,
to
it's
defend
not.
The mother.
No, it's not. It's the opposite.
If you were out to dinner with your mom and someone walked up to her and just started screaming profanities in her face, you'd sit there and just be like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, my mom isn't in a coma. She's like...
But you wouldn't say anything?
No, because my mom is there. Why do I need say anything?
Okay, what if you were like, with
fine.
Your girlfriend and some dude walked up and just started like talking about her titties?
Again,
would you, like,
she's
would
a...
You,
All women, kid. I'm assuming that that I'm not going to date someone who, for example, is a mute. Or if someone is a mute or speaking sign language, which I don't think you're supposed to say mute anymore. If I'm dating someone who speaks sign language, I'll be like, honey, why don't you tell me all the profanities you'd like me to shout at them? I will shout them at them. But if This is how nuts this is getting, Samantha. And this is how nuts I think this weird prejudice is that you guys are like, you wouldn't say anything. In the event in which a woman I am around is not able to communicate in the same language as the person insulting her, and for some reason, I can, and I can understand both their language and this insulting person's language, I would be happy to be the translator between the profanities.
Oh, listen, you are being dramatic. I never said that your mom or girlfriend was unable to talk. If someone yelled at me, I would still respond. But if someone like yelled at the person I was with, no matter who it was, I would still be like, yo, back off. It's not about being the hero and like taking the fight away from her. It's about being like, yo, that's not cool.
Listen, I've got my homies in a fight, but at the same time, I kind of believe there's an expression which my family lives by, which is that a surefire way to get punched is to get in the middle of a fight. And
so you're gonna let your mom get punched?
No, well, my mom is a spry woman. She would she could definitely hold her own. Again, I don't really see a need to fight someone. I don't know why this has suddenly turned into.
You said fight. You keep making it sound like I'm being crazy.
We have a. I want to announce once a month on the show we're going to do. We've started a partnership with a really good cause. It's a website called IAM1in4.com, and that's 1 and 4 are written like numbers. And we'll put links up definitely on everything. I love this cause, and we partnered with them because I think it's something worth once a month for a year. We're going to come on here and tell you about this website, not just because it's a good website, but it's what it stands for. What it refers to is the fact that, I don't know if you know this, Deepu, 1 in 4 people sometime in their life will have a run-in with a mental health problem, whether it's a mental illness, whether it's – there's a whole gamut of things.
Mm-hmm.
But what I Am 1 in 4 does, and you, as you know, this is why I'm in favor of this, I talk about having OCD openly on the show, which is not easy for lots of people to do.
Sure.
And I honestly don't talk about a lot of things about myself. Go ahead, listen back to the show. I really don't talk about myself. But the one thing I am open about is the OCD. And I Am 1 in 4 is trying to say, let's stop being secretive about these things. There's no reason to have a stigma around mental health. And part of doing that is to get the word out there that 1 in 4 people, that's every fourth person you meet, they've had some run-in with a mental health problem. But people don't talk about it. People are very afraid to talk about it. And because of that, there is a stigma. That's why on this show, I am always making sure to tell people, you know, that I have OCD when it comes up, because I think it helps people to hear it. I genuinely think that, not that I think I'm helping people, but I think that it helps for everyone to be used to the idea of just not thinking that's a secret thing. So, you know, Deepu, for example, you might not have had something. I don't know. You know, it's not something we talk in. I guarantee you know somebody that's either been depressed or mm-hmm. bipolar or yeah?
Yeah, no, I definitely do. And I think
name them by name. Give us their address.
No, but I think confronting that, you know, being open about it is the healthiest way to go about it. So this is this seems like a very worthwhile endeavor.
It's called IAM1in4.com. And you can blog there. You can write your own blog. You can talk to people on blogs. But in my opinion, going to the website is going to help someone learn about other people's experiences. But symbolically, on its own, the website itself represents that people are willing to share, because a lot of it is personal experiences. I went on there today and read about a woman who wrote about her experience in starting lithium for her bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. It's very – I mean, in all honesty, I'll tell you a personal story here. Like, I don't shake hands. That's just something I do. It's one of the few OCD things that people see about me. Otherwise, I have a very manageable version of this thing that can be a huge problem. But I'm not afraid to tell people I don't do that, and that it's because of OCD. Why? Because it just makes a better world. You can't ignore the fact that talking about these things literally makes a world better. It by its very essence, puts someone's mind at ease. And that's a crazy easy thing to do that. You know, from an entertainment standpoint, me and Deepu are always trying to ease people's minds. It's not always that easy. But hearing what someone's issues are, that's the easiest way to do it. It's just to know that – to not make this thing secret. You gotta add something? You gotta add stuff. You gotta be one of them media professionals.
Yeah, I know. I know there was a window there, and I totally just blanked.
And you totally blew it, and that's okay. And the thing to realize here, people, is that Deepu doesn't have any mental health issues, because Deepu doesn't have a mental health problem at the moment, and he missed that window of opportunity. Oh yeah, you do, Deepu? What's the excuse? What's the mental health problem you have right now that makes you a worse comedian? What's the that makes you – do you have less pithy media professional-itis?
David Spade-a-phobia.
Wait, but you can talk about – you can David Spade-a-phobia. Don't bring David into this. you can talk about you don't have to necessarily – this isn't about outing people, but if you want to talk about an experience you've had, you can absolutely go ahead.
I'd rather do it on the website. So I'm going to go there and –
Yeah, maybe – he's going to write something. Maybe he'll share that, yeah. Again, that's I Am 1 in 4. And go. Here's what you do. If you don't tell someone about this podcast, fine. It's your dirty little secret. I don't care. But maybe you don't go to IAM1in4.com. I think you're remiss to not support that website. But go out today and you know, be open about these things. Find someone that maybe you know and talk about and tell them you're okay with it. You know, tell them it's not a big deal. Make sure to do that today. Make sure to talk about these things. They're not secret. We're not sending these people to insane asylums to shave their heads for wigs anymore. They walk amongst you and they're fine. So just talk about it. That's IAM1in4.com.
Well, okay, Mike, well, here's little newsflash for you.
Okay,
some
flash.
Moms
hold
are
on, hold
not...
on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, yeah. Samantha. Here comes some news. Yeah.
Some moms are not gladiators. I disagree.
I think there's. I'm serious. There is nothing that scares me more than the idea of if I had to have a child. That's I disagree. I think I disagree on all terms that some moms aren't gladiators. It's deep.
Well, if someone's deep insulting deep a lady, the lady's not going to just humans? Have a child at this guy. We're talking about self-defense here. What does having a child have to do with anything? Yes.
Because it's
arduous. Yes. It's an arduous process, blah,
a
blah, blah.
A person came out of them. Don't blah, blah,
like
blah.
No, a person came out of me, too. Millions of little people came out of me.
Oh, no.
Half people.
Okay, deeper.
They have to work twice as hard.
Please let Samantha talk to say how disgusting that was.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
That was awful.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, here's my point. Here's my point. Deepu, despite your real understanding of women comparing ejaculation to childbirth, I know, Deepu, I'm giving you credit. I know you get it. Here's my point. You guys both reacted really violently to me. Not violently.
Blown away.
You reacted to me saying I would not defend my mother. If someone – she can defend themselves. I don't – why can't people defend themselves?
And, that's not what I said.
Okay, Samantha, what did
no
you say?
By no means what I meant.
Let's get into it.
I never
it.
Said your mother couldn't defend herself at all. If someone yelled at my mom in a restaurant, I would say, don't do that, that's my mom. And then I'd step back while she assaulted them because she's very scary when she gets mad. I'm just saying, I would be like, yo, that's not, I can't believe that you would just sit there silent if someone ran up to your mom or girlfriend in public and just started screaming at
them.
That's the part that baffles me. I don't think that you think they're incapable. I think that that's a weird thing for you to just sit there and just stay still.
I have questions. There are no applause on podcasts, especially when they're against me. Okay, I have several questions.
I have several answers.
My main point here is if someone went up to someone and just started screaming insults at them, that's my mom. I would say, hey, that's a human. Like, that's a person who speaks English. That's point number one that I want to get into.
Wait, so, why are you making it sound like I'm dehumanizing my mother?
She's the one
in the situation we're talking about.
Opposite. I think I would be upset. I would be upset if anyone started yelling at anyone.
That's my point, but you just said you wouldn't do anything, so that's weird.
I wouldn't, unless it became...
You're saying my point as an argument against me. This is malarkey.
It is malarkey. I thought you knew that coming onto the show. I'm willing to take the battering, and I'm willing to say it again. I'm willing to even do roleplay here. It would really be difficult for me to... If I thought that there was a chance of violence, I might step in, but... I think that you are right to attack me, and I am definitely saying I really wouldn't do anything.
All right.
Deepu, do you want to be my mother, or I guess a heteronormative girlfriend scenario here? And Samantha, we can set up some scenarios in which someone would come up and yell curse words at my mother.
Oh God. Okay, yes, go.
Okay.
I don't know how we got here. This is overwhelming, but yes.
Okay,
go.
Am I the kind of mom that fights back, or am I like an?
Oh,
you're Deepu. You're my what? Listen. Look at me.
I'm your mother.
Look at me on my podcast eyes.
Yeah.
You're my mother. Okay. You remember? Okay. Let me take you back. You remember birthing me? You remember the day I was born? And then you remember.
You're a gladiator.
Yeah.
You are a woman warrior.
But I have this cold sense of purpose that I don't need you to protect me. and I can fight for myself,
no,
right?
No, no, you're a grown person, and you've made it through the world, and lots of people insulted you before you were a mother. And
for what? What was my thing?
Oh,
acne.
As a child, lots of acne, and then as you grew up, you really liked cutting in line, just wherever you could, and so people would yell at you, and so you've defended yourself. Liquor stores, McDonald's, someone turns around, you like Wile E. Coyote would kind of slip in front of someone.
I'm gonna make up my own story, but let's go ahead.
Like, can I? Oh, well, we need to hear your backstory.
Facts about your mom.
Please.
I hope you're being genuine.
No, they're not facts about my mom. My mom wouldn't cut in line. What Jeepu, tell us your backstory.
I come from a long line of dinosaur hunters.
Dinosaur hunters, great.
They okay. They are Welsh, only in name, and then we love the calling random things Persephone. Persephone this, Persephone that. That's our thing.
Wait, hold on. This is where Michael tears down the walls of things, Samantha.
Uh-huh. Okay, fair enough.
Persephone? Like the place in New Jersey?
Is that a place? I'm just reaching for deep memories here.
What is Persephone? What did you mean by that word?
I was thinking maybe Persephone. I was thinking persnickety.
Okay, so the name? Persnickety
is a make up a word?
He did make up a word.
Sometimes.
Persnickety is a word. Do you want
I like that word.
I like to choose two words and just slam them together.
Okay, where's Wales?
I had a bad run in college. Okay. They wanted to kick me out of there.
Stop.
I drove to all my classes and they hated that.
Deepu, shut up. What are you talking about? You said you were Welsh. I need you to tell me where Wales is.
Only a name. Only a name.
Okay, doesn't matter. Deepu, where's Wales?
Where's Wales?
Yeah.
It's in the UK.
Great. Name three dinosaurs.
Triceratops, Brontosaurus, Pterodactyl.
Right, not
yes.
The first, Deepu, I cannot believe this. Three, the only three dinosaurs to be taken away from existence. Did you know that when you did that? You didn't know you're that smart. Did you know that?
There's some left over. There's some behind.
No.
I took care of them, though. Me and my family.
Hold on, Deepu.
Wait, what do you mean the only dinosaurs taken away from existence?
This is what I'm saying, Deepu. You have no idea what you're talking about. There are no such thing as Triceratops. That dinosaur doesn't exist anymore. The paleontologists figured out that wasn't really the correct breed, and that there wasn't really any that they had misclassified it. And you said Brontosaurus as well.
Uh-huh.
Brontosaurus is another one of those that they believe they misclassified and isn't a dinosaur anymore. And I believe it's the same with pterodactyl. I don't know for sure, but two out of three are not dinosaurs.
Well, I'll tell you something, man.
Wait,
I killed something.
Wait, that's devastating because Triceratops, until this moment, I guess, was my favorite dinosaur.
We are going to do a whole 3 years on dinosaurs. What does it? It's the same with Pluto. I'm devastated it's not a planet. What? People have weird attachments, but
I am kind of bummed out
you
about the Triceratops.
You would let your mom get beat up in a restaurant and talk shit to me because I like the Triceratops too much?
This is what this show's about. It's about saying, why is everyone thinking this? Why do I need to defend my mom? And why do I care about?
You don't have to do shit.
All right, okay.
If I just
okay.
sat here and said, do whatever you want, that'd be a boring podcast.
It would be a boring podcast. Thank you so much. You're hilarious.
Question.
Okay, wait, we got to get up to Samantha yelling at us. Okay, Deepu, we're in a restaurant. And we're just having mother and son moments.
Yep. I'm polishing my gun.
Wait, why? Okay, yeah.
You're going to come up and you're going to have to find a reason that someone would curse at my mother in this restaurant. And you can escalate it. We can make it logical, Sammy. You don't have to show up and then be like, I'm crazy. You know, like, we can make it logical. We can start, and I can get us to a place where you'll start cursing. I'll see the thread. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be an insane person. You know, because
it's up to you. This is your role play. You tell me what to do.
Well, I don't think
I can come in hot or I can.
I'm giving you an advantage. I'm giving you an advantage. I'm saying
do you think it's a disadvantage for me to come in hot? I could.
If
think
you
want to
come okay,
in hot for.
Okay, great. Let's. You know what though? Let's start hard and go soft, like a Rambo movie. Deepu, we're talking to each other. And how's your linguine? Mm-hmm. How's your linguine, Mom?
I can't believe this linguine is just pasta sauce. That's so strange.
I know, but at this place, they only do the sauces.
Bitch, you saw me with my blinker on and you took my spot, you fucking bitch!
oh dear, I'm sorry, what happened? I took your spot? You have a spot in the parking lot?
I did, until you came up.
Oh no, do you work here?
No, I'm handicapped.
Oh!
Oh my gosh, Mom, you parked in a handicapped spot?
I mean, I can't believe you didn't point it out. You were in the car with me. I'm very sorry. Ma'am, I'm very sorry. What happened to the other handicapped spot? Isn't there another one?
No, there's only one.
It's only one spot.
Huh, I guess this place only allows one handicapped person. That's kind of weird.
Mom.
Maybe we should talk about that more.
There's a good chance that this woman's accusation of you being a bitch sounds pretty accurate.
That's fine. I mean, I'm pretty strong, so I mean, I think she can bring it, and I'll have no problem whatsoever.
Ma'am, is it okay that she's a strong bitch?
Yeah. Do you want to share some garlic bread?
Great. See? Didn't have to defend her at all.
I don't like being angry. I couldn't commit to that role.
Honestly.
All right. I'll do it.
Wait, can I be you? Can I just do just the minimum that I think is required of the situation, please?
Yes.
I think
this
will settle. This is all I've been trying to say the whole time. So
okay, I'm going to come in slow, and then it's going to ramp up, okay? So you guys be... you're me, and Deepa, you're still my mom. Great. You've played the role before, reprising your role as my mom. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, scene, and I'll come in.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I just ordered gravy. Isn't that weird?
That is weird, because I want to
stop the sketch for a second. we are not a family that would say gravy. So if we could just...
Wait, what do you say?
Sauce. We wouldn't say gravy.
Wait, would you just call it sauce?
Yeah, we're sauce.
There's so much sauce.
Well, do you have a problem with gravy?
I'm just saying, we said we were at an Italian restaurant. I know that certain Italians...
Oh, Italian, okay.
I know that certain Italians say gravy. We're not a gravy family. We don't say gravy. So let me let's start it again. Keep that in mind.
Wait, are we talking about actual gravy or like pasta sauce?
That's a good question. Deepu, we had established that we were at a Italian restaurant and you said gravy, which is a common thing for Italian Americans to call pasta mm-hmm. sauce. Did you mm-hmm. mean like a beef-based gravy?
You know, I was just picturing us in a diner and I was going with your classic brown gravy.
Well,
I was thinking too.
Can I be fair to the listeners though? We set it up as Italian restaurant. You got to tell us we're changing locations. That's a totally different sketch.
Yeah, but roles change too.
Well, I do. Okay, well then tell me what they.
You're in charge.
Okay, so you're at a diner now, Deepu?
I'd actually prefer a diner. I'm more used to it.
There we go. So let's start again. Sammy, you're me, and let's start action.
Oh my God, I'm so glad we're here and not in a fucking Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
They just overcharge everything. God. Why don't you go to a better college?
Me? I am not very intelligent.
Go to a better college. Work harder.
I worked hard, but we're poor, so I couldn't get in.
I gave every last penny to schmooze over the dean, and you still didn't get in.
The dean? I didn't. Yeah. What dean?
We sold
which
the house.
One?
We gave Dean
Wait,
Pritchard.
Which Dean Pritchard?
Yeah, Dean Pritchard.
Okay, I didn't get accepted to a college with the Dean Pritchard.
I know. I'm blown away. He took our money, and we have nothing left.
Excuse me. I just...
Why are we eating out?
You invited me, Mom.
We have to save money.
Excuse me here. Excuse me.
I don't even want water. We can't afford it.
Ma'am, I'm not a waiter. I'm actually sitting next to you, I noticed you guys both ordered coffee at this diner. It's great coffee, but I don't like to sit next to anyone who's drinking coffee. So if I could ask you to please just...
That's ridiculous. You drink coffee. Everyone drinks coffee.
Well,
you can't expect this of us. We're not going to move.
I don't
that's
know.
Weird,
fuck you.
That's a weird request. What is the reason? Can you elaborate?
Can I say? I understand it's a weird request before you get on. But you'll notice that all the tables around us aren't drinking coffee. This is a no. There used to be no smoker sections. I am part of a lobbyist group.
Get
not everyone.
A nose plug. Is it the smell? What is the?
Well,
what is the, how
well,
did you know we were even drinking coffee if you weren't looking?
Can I say, sir? That's what people said about secondhand smoke. And so I'm a lobbyist and I'm trying to start no coffee sections where nobody in the section around. So if you guys could, nothing against you. I hope you enjoy your meal, but please just throw both your full coffees out because we can all smell them in this section. And this is
ridiculous. You're not going to win this.
Don't call it. This is my life's work.
Question.
This is my life's work. Please don't call it ridiculous. Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
There's nothing contagious in coffee.
Did you know that people who smell coffee often then want to drink it? Do you want those consequences for your children or your children's children drinking what is a safe product because they smell it? Is that something you want for our kids?
Isn't that how everything delicious works? You smell it and then you want it?
Oh, delicious. Sure, that's just because it's a great bitter flavor and it's easy to make and you can add all these ingredients to it to make it your own. You think that that's the reason that we should all drink it?
And you know what?
Don't you think that's fucking selfish?
What? I mean, yeah, the coffee beverage is a pretty high maintenance beverage. I agree. But I mean, this place makes a great cup. That's why I'm here.
Oh, you know who else made great things? Parliament. Philip Morris. They made a great cigarette, didn't they, ma'am? Are you a fucking idiot? Are you an idiot that you...
Whoa, what?
People
That's
who...
it. That's all I wanted you to do. Just a quick whoa, because that was out of line. See, I let it escalate because that was just a stern conversation. And then it got a little aggressive. So hold on. Just pump the brakes. That's all you need to do. That's all I'm saying, I think, is, like, required.
Throw the brakes. Just throw the brakes and then walk away, then let them handle it themselves.
Samantha, are you still recording?
Yeah. Yes, I'm still recording.
I say throw the brakes on, and then you got to amp it up. You got to go in there. You got to let your mom stand aside, and you are now the person that person deals with.
Situationally, but if I was really fighting with a coffee lobbyist, I would let that shit ride.
It's great. I would let them argue it out.
That was incredible.
Here's my question, though. What really happens if I don't say whoa?
Nothing.
Right.
I'm not saying it. All right.
That's what I'm saying. Is what really happens if I'm just like...
I'm just saying the same way if I saw someone about to be hit by a car, I'd be like, hello. Just because it would just happen. It'd be a reflex. If someone screamed in my mom's face, I'd be like, excuse me, please don't. Like, it would just happen. That's what I'm saying. It would just happen for me. So it's weird to me that nothing in your brain would click for you to even say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, I'll tell you this. If we're actually talking about threats to people, I don't know how hard the science is on it, but there's a lot.
Wait, we started with yo mama jokes. How are we talking about actual threats to people now?
Well, because you're saying that if someone was going to get hit by a car, obviously I would say, hey, watch out. You're going to get hit by a car.
No, my point was that the same way if I saw that, I would just, without thinking about it, say, hey. The exact same way if anyone I was with started getting screamed at, I would say, hey. It would just happen.
Well, here's what I'm saying, is does that actually help the situation? Is like, now that more people...
No, of course not. I don't stop a car. Absolutely
no, I'm saying
not.
Two words. Do someone screaming, do more people yelling back, does that make it better?
No, I'm horrified of confrontation. I don't even send my food back at restaurants.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, I hate it.
Multiple times. And I will tell them what's wrong with it and that it's gross.
But you won't say whoa if someone screams in your mom's face.
Here's the thing.
Crazy.
My mom's not putting that spaghetti in her mouth. I'm putting it in. This is what I'm saying is, why is that? We should have done it where
So you're just like super selfish is the point of this whole thing.
Yes, obviously. But but my main point is, what is being gained? What really is being gained by me jumping in?
Nothing. That's my point. Nothing at all.
There we go. We turn
Except
one person
around.
Except
your mom being like, oh, my man. Yeah. Oh, I'm not turned around. I'm not turned around at all.
I think at the end of the day, my mom especially, even in the scenario where we were mostly talking about someone saying a yo mama joke, right? So we can all agree those are not insulting to mothers.
Right.
Are we at an accord here, Deepu? How do you feel
about
that?
Yeah, I would say so. They are rarely accurate because no one – how often do you see someone's mom?
Right.
You know, I mean, every day you see a mom, probably, Deepu.
Well, I mean, how often do you see your target's mom?
You're
going to
see a mom every day.
Yes. All right, douchebag. You know what I'm trying to say.
I don't most of the time. And that's the time for this episode. Thank you so much.